What we're celebrating is something which changed cosmic history. Jesus is alive, and that changed everything. That's why we're celebrating this morning. That's why it's the best day of the year. That's why it's the greatest day of history. And I've got a verse for us to absorb and enjoy this morning, which sums it all up for us. This is a verse from Revelation, if we can get it up on the screen. I'm going to get a bit Pentecostal, because whenever I... maybe it's not working. Okay, we can remember it. Oh, here we go. This is the verse. Behold, I am making all things new. So whenever I say the word behold, I would like you to respond. We're actually going to say Jesus is making all things new, because it's Jesus that says this. So when I say behold, can you say Jesus is making all things new? I'll try that again. Behold, Jesus is making all things new. Hallelujah. So which things is he making new? What is he making them? There you go. Easter is the best day of the year because Jesus is making all things new. All things. On Good Friday, it looked as though injustice had won. The injustice that sent Jesus to the cross looked as though it had won a victory. All the bad things, the ways that human beings cannot get along with each other, our hostility, I'm going to call that, our hostility had taken Jesus to the cross. All the ways in which we cannot live according to God's ways, I'm going to call that our hopelessness, had taken Jesus to the cross. And on Good Friday, when Jesus died, it looked as though hostility and hopelessness had won the day. But on Easter Day, Jesus rose and showed that hostility and hopelessness do not have the final say in our world. Hostility and hopelessness have been conquered. Hostility and hopelessness and death have been defeated. Easter isn't just a day about us feeling nicer about ourselves. Easter changed things fundamentally. Something was broken, something was beaten on Easter Day, and it was death, hostility, and hopelessness. Jesus is making all things new. If he can beat death, nothing else has any power. Jesus has conquered the final enemy. Jesus, behold, Jesus is making all things new. And things. Things is a funny word. How are you celebrating Easter today? Give me some examples of how you might celebrate Easter. Roast dinner. Marvellous. Me too. Anything else? Family. Great. I know that Jonathan Smith has been fasting from sugar. Have you started what did you celebrate with, the first thing?
Chocolate and almond croissant.
Come on. Anyone else going to eat any chocolate today? Anyone else going to pop open a bottle of champagne? If you can't do that on Easter Day, when can you? The reason that we celebrate Easter Day with real things, with real chocolate, real people, with handshakes and hugs and songs and music and food, is because Jesus transforms real things. Jesus came into the world to transform real things. Our real bodies will be raised. Our real bodies can be healed. Real relationships can be restored. Real workplaces can be transformed. Real conflicts can come to a place of reconciliation and peace. And isn't that the best news in the universe? That real things are transformed by the resurrection of Christ. Behold, Jesus is making all things new. And new. I wonder what newness looks like to you today. I wonder what things you might want to see becoming new this morning. Things in your life, things in the world. Where do we long to see newness? We just heard about on the first Easter day that newness looked to Mary like being transformed from sadness and dejection to sprinting like a sprinter as fast as she could to tell everybody she could see. The transformation of Easter turned Peter and his friend from people who were rushing around, rushing to find out what went on, to a kind of a wonderful stillness as they saw something which was beyond their understanding. We see Easter transforming, making things new, and then Easter started spreading. The rumours started with twos and threes finding out about it, then dozens finding out about it, then hundreds, then thousands, then millions, then billions. Rumours of Easter started in whispers as people shared this new, what could this be? What's gone on? And then it transformed into conversations as people shared the news that they'd heard that Jesus was alive. And then it transformed into wild shouts of praise that transformed the whole world. This is what resurrection news looks like. This is what resurrection spirit looks like. It looks like the oppressed being released. It looks like people taking courage to go all over the world to share the good news that there is freedom in Christ. It looks like people facing death themselves with confidence. It looks like people like Madison making a sacrificial choice to do something difficult for other people. It looks like us being transformed, because that, my friends, is the amazing piece of good news. When we hear that Jesus is making all things new, that includes us. That includes us. Jesus can make us new. We can join in the resurrection movement, which is not just worldwide, but universe-wide. We can join in. And if you think to yourself, I'm too scared, I'm too powerless, I'm too quiet, I'm too loud, I'm too chaotic, I'm too broken, I've got news for you. Behold, Jesus is making all things new, and his resurrection power is available to transform each of us. Where there was death, there is life. Where there was hopelessness, there's hope. That is the good news of Jesus' resurrection, and it transforms the universe. Do you want to join in with the resurrection this morning? Yes, I do. Do you want to join in with the resurrection this morning?
Yes.
Amen. We want the resurrection news to go out across the world to transform broken communities, to bring hope to life among people who need it. And we are the agents of his resurrection all over the world. That's why we sing and pray and celebrate. So we're going to sing about how that same power lives in us. Let's pray that the resurrection power doesn't remain in this building this morning, but in us who are participating in the resurrection, goes to our homes and workplaces and schools and wherever we want to go, wherever Jesus sends us, the same resurrection power lives in us. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, you rose from the dead and that changes everything. We live in the power of your resurrection, knowing that nothing stands between us and your love, knowing that every power is defeated, knowing that you are King of the universe. Fill us this morning with your resurrection power to go out as bearers of your good news, as carriers of your resurrection into the world. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Behold, Jesus is making all things new. Amen. Would you like to stand up and we'll celebrate together?